Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Barbed Wire Bondage. This is dangerous. It's very important that you do not try this at home. I'm sure you know what barbed wire is. You've seen it. You've probably felt it, walked into it, or accidentally scratched part of your body because you weren't careful enough. It's simple. So very simple. And it's also very, very strong. It is capable of holding back creatures much stronger than you. Imagine how you would feel being tied down with it. Every little edge, barb, poking metal pins. You'd be aware of every single one. And there's so many ways to tie you up with it as well. It's very stiff. So while you cannot make any elaborate knots. All it takes is wrapping it around part of your body, and you will no longer be moving. I wonder where I should start. If I'm careful, it would be possible to wrap it easily around your ankles. Slowly around your legs, circling around and around as more of your legs are bound by the wire. Still standing, your arms and waist are slowly wrapped as the wire continues to go up and up. It doesn't hurt yet, even though the tiniest movement makes you very aware of all the little as the wire is wound along your body, your back, your chest, more and more covering and holding you. It's dangerous. Soon, you're going to be made to lay down on your back. It doesn't even matter if you're wearing clothes or not. The thin metal edges will find their way. I wonder what you find more sexy. Being naked and feeling the cold metal against your skin in anticipation of the pain. Or the idea that the clothing you are wearing will be torn more and more with every little move that you make. It's important to not breathe too deep. because when you breathe deep, you can already feel the pins against your skin. And the more you relax, the more likely you are to breathe deeper, aren't you? Slowly, your body's moved back. Very slowly, you're placed on your back, and the weight of your body is pressing down into the metal. As long as you stay still and you don't squirm too much, it barely penetrates your skin. Every movement makes you aware of what's happening. Every little twitch, breath, every little feeling. And I'm going to make it worse. See, the surface you're laying on allows me to put some more wire over you and under the surface. You can hear the sound of the wire unrolling again. Slowly wrapping more of you with barbed wire over the front, this time starting at your chest and slowly working down. Every winding presses a little more into your chest, which makes you press into the wire against your back. The more quiet you stay, the deeper you go into trance, the easier it is. In fact, the sensation may even create some good feelings. Pain. Waves. And all I'm doing is continuing to wrap more of your body all the way down. And of course, as you fall deeper, as you drift further, maybe I accidentally bump into your leg or press down on your chest a little bit just to let you feel the painful pins, the sharp barbs. Remember to not breathe too deep. Every movement of your chest, your stomach, makes you aware of how close they are. And when you're squirming, rocking, or even just flinching against the pain, you just feel more because of how you're laying down onto the wire. Being put in this position, all these little pains, it sort of rapidly creates a cycle where you go into trance, get hurt, then back into trance, get hurt, back into trance. It's like a fractionation that occurs naturally, isn't it? Every scratch and is another wave up and down deeper. And the more you are entranced, the more still, motionless you lay. It's very interesting to have you in this position. I wonder what I should do now. Should I put on another file, just teasing you with something you can't do? Make you feel good or something else? It's so easy to go deeper into trance like this, isn't it? Every moment that you have any awareness of the barbed wire around your body, you immediately go back down deeper into trance, unable to move as the tiniest movement scratches your skin. And there's a calm in this, a quiet, a gentle pulsing feeling as your breathing becomes part of the trance. In a little pain, out even deeper. Every in aware the scratches, the sensations, and then letting go over and over again. In, out, deep. But I'm not you're in this state. I can, in fact, push against a wire and press it down into your skin a little. I can shift and move it and make it scratch. Each one pulling you up and down, making you aware of how vulnerable you are. There's only a few movements, only one or two, probably. I wouldn't be so mean as to continue and keep going, letting you feel the barbed wire even more, no matter how deep you are. The pain as I press you down into it, and the surrender that follows from it. It would be so mean to flick or tick or tap against a wire so that a little twitch of yours, a little reaction to the pain, is causing more, as every movement rubs you against those wires. Up and down. So vulnerable. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll remain all wrapped up in this barbed wire, and you'll have to be very careful about moving, no matter how much you may want to. It will feel quite intense. be so easy to stay deep and enjoy the natural fractionation of it. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll slowly awaken. By then, the wire will be all gone and you can move again, though your skin may remain a bit sensitive after all of this. That just makes sense, doesn't it? Regardless of when you are set free, I'm sure you remember the journey well, feeling every scratch, every pin, every sharp edge. And of course also how good it felt to let it happen. Enjoy and feel.